that's exactly what makes me. The first time I wore those, I was like, ooh, I'm cool. Look at that. Hey.
I really don't even understand. Like, look, this is the girl cast for sure. Because I don't even understand how we having a full-on conversation about gloves and, like,
just... I'm not really sure how we got here either. I'm not sure.
Well, we were just talking about the Barbie
shoes.
We were talking about the shoes.
And with the grippy toes.
Yeah, the workout shoes.
From the Kanye shoes and all of that shit. Because it was a bunch of shit going on. let me start this shit for real. We about to get this shit going.
Love me.
It's not even a podcast.
Love me.
Just a real conversation with real people. It's the boy J. Oates. I'm in this motherfucker chilling. They also know me as Young Situations Will Arise, aka Mr. Commish, coming off a win in fantasy football, reigning Super Bowl champion in fantasy football, number 3 in the city, Chance who?
Still.
I'm in this motherfucker chilling. I don't even know who to introduce first. Like, I don't got DJ with me. That's normally my first go-to. I got, to the right of me, I got Miss Gladys, never the saddest. To the baddest, no pips, we in this bitch. We got, across from me, I got Trilly Millie, you know what I'm saying? That's my sister, a.k.a. my cousin, a.k.a. my homie, a.k.a. Hold up, man. Listen, Millie got something to say. We got Kelsey in this motherfucker. Listen, it's no secret. If you need your face beat, you need to holler at Kelsey in these streets.
Make a Harder Street by Kelsey.
That's exactly what you need to hit up on IG.
Period.
It's episode 191, I think. We'll see where this shit land. Big shouts out to everybody that's listening. Wherever you listening, we appreciate the listen. We appreciate all of the poll participation. We appreciate all of the votes. Still everybody in the city, outside of the city comes second, but y'all are still like fam too. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just like cousins that don't live here. You know what I mean?
Good.
You know you love your cousins that don't live here.
For sure.
And I love y'all. Sure. I want to give a big shout out to all the sneakerheads. I want to give a big shout out to all of the service people, the teachers, the nurses, the bartenders, and the garbage men and women. Polls came back on which jobs was the toughest, and niggas said teachers resoundingly. It was like teachers heavily over the garbage man, and as a allegedly as a teacher, I thought that shit was nuts. But anyway.
I was about to say, damn, that's very discouraging. I'm thinking about going back to school to be a teacher. Like, shit.
I agree. Teaching.
Worse than a garbage man?
I agree. Teaching is, it's tough. Kids will whoop your ass.
You are literally raising kids. You're raising people's kids.
Exactly.
Different personalities, different ages. You don't know what you're getting into aside the school that you're in.
And garbage men get paid more. And, like, by far.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that, but
like,
damn.
By, like, it. Like, I'd say, like, by, like,
I mean,
a
they
50%,
do take a lot of shit, literally.
Yeah, no, like, by, like, for a, sure. Yeah, by, like, a 50% no to, like, a 60%, like...
Increase? Like, difference?
Yeah, like, garbage men get paid much more than teachers do.
Absolutely, 100%.
I mean,
by median
it's
average,
it's not an easy job. Yeah, people think, oh, you just with somebody's kids all day. It's easy. No.
Garbage.
Them kids will whoop your ass, for sure.
Do garbage men need any type of certification or anything that, like... Like, they don't need, like, a CDL to drive the truck or
something. To be a garbage truck driver, maybe, but it's two people on the truck. To be a garbage
so
man.
Just pick up the trash.
And to make, like, that decent wage, no, you don't have to do nothing but have, like, a high school diploma and want to.
I mean, and high tolerance for shit.
Yeah, you're right. And the smell. That's my thing. Like,
and it's heavy duty stuff. To heavy duty tax.
Right, I was about to say people leave couches.
Oh, yeah, my
outside,
neighbor,
right?
they just got, like, my neighbor's just, like, they're moving and they have. Literally the whole house in front.
Stop
of,
it.
That, I'm not exaggerating. I'm not. I just
noticed
it this morning.
Like,
they have their whole house. Like, I'm thinking about about taking some of the shelving and stuff. Seriously, like I'm like, I'm just scared of, you know, I'm scared of what's
what they had in the house.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, damn, that's a nice shelf. I can use that for my bookshelf. But I'm just saying, it's a lot of stuff, and they have to pick up all that garbage.
But you know, some cities have a limit though. Don't put all that shit on the front yard because they'll leave it.
And it's bulk days.
Not only will they leave it in there and find you.
It's a bulk days. It's certain bulk days. Days that you can put like.
It is a certain bulk days, but even on bulk days, it's still like a mass amount that you can like leave out there.
Is it?
They so we ain't, I think we control. And I'm pretty sure that each city limits are different.
That's fair. That's fair.
I'm sure.
The cities, yeah.
Yeah. And that probably makes a difference when it comes to wages as well. Like, what city you work for. Mm-hmm. I never thought about that though. Garbage men, teachers.
They do make decent money, yeah. Teachers don't. Mm-hmm.
I feel like the shit you take is just different. Like,
100%. I mean, think about it. Thank you. I was trying to pull my hair off. I was so I'm like, I worked hard to install this wig this morning. You gonna just snatch it off my head? Oh, all right. It was laughing while they did it.
All right, wait a minute. I got a random, I guess it's a random question because I got a room full of girls. It's a random question for y'all. Y'all got a built, set, and answer. Y'all like the cheat code for all my questions. That's not cool.
It's a cheat code. You gotta take advantage.
Well, no, because the question is like when you're getting dressed, like, you know what I'm saying, what's the first thing that you put on, like, normally, like,
undies.
Yeah. Right.
Undies that's, or a bra.
Yeah. So it's wild if you put like your
and
socks
that's
on
if
first.
The woman actually puts underwear. It's because some days she's probably just not in the mood to.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was just.
Yeah.
Yo, okay, so what do you put on first?
I put my pants on
so
first.
So it's just a bra. Just put your bra.
Pants on first? So bottoms first. What if you put your socks on first? That's odd.
That's no. Weird. I feel like that's weird.
It's a preference, but I'm normally putting my bottoms.
What if you put your shirt on first?
Sometimes I do. It depends on where I'm going. No, because I usually bottoms. Bottoms are always first. Yeah.
It's usually your number one. It's usually kind of like
bottoms
slip
are always first.
Up.
Exactly. Yeah, I will have my bottoms on and still be curling my hair and everything.
Exactly.
Like
yeah.
I done got semi dressed.
Well, I'm the same way because when I condition my hair, I wear my shirt on.
Yeah, for sure.
So all the creams and the lotions.
I got semi dress.
And then
put
your shirt on.
Yep.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. This thing ain't trying to come out right now. I'm trying to celebrate and keep the conversation going.
You trying to go? Do it. I can't do it because of my nail, but you know.
Okay, so listen. This conversation can go a few different ways. I got a few different questions. What y'all want? Y'all want to go serious? Y'all want to go silly? Y'all want to go pop culture?
Let's do it all. We're up for anything.
But like, tell me which one.
I'm down for it. I don't care.
Y'all, what's pop culture?
Like Lady Gaga and some shit like that, right?
Pop, you know, like pop music.
Wait, what was my choices again?
Probably like Miley Cyrus.
Serious,
or, you know, something like
pop
that, you know?
Culture.
Pop.
Like the news, like news.
Let's
stuff.
Do serious.
Serious,
no?
We'll change it up. We'll do some serious and then something, you know, kind of
a little lighter. I was about to say, let's do two out of three. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Something serious. The question that I have serious, all right? It's a situational question, right?
I'll brace yourself like
okay.
This.
Person A has been in a relationship for 3 years and thinks that their partner loves them, but they're not sure. Although they be fucking and they say it to each other, just not sure. Person B has been in a relationship for the exact same amount of time, but they do not have sex with their partner. They also say it and that they love each other, but they don't know either. Which one would you think?
So
react.
So neither one of them are sure if their partner loves them?
Yeah, the question is about who, how would you know who loves who based on the situation? Why can't I not get this quirk?
I mean, I can't really say just because they're having sex they love each other the more, because even just a friendship, like, you can truly love somebody.
Yeah. 100%.
Just a friendship. So,
I personally think that the couple that's not having sex loves each other. Like, I think that there has to be love there, versus the couple that's fucking.
It's just two different kind of loves, honestly. But yeah, you would have a completely different relationship if you're not fucking.
I think
that's really close and bond.
Gotta be. For, I was, gotta be.
No sex? Yeah, there's something there.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, the couple that, like, you're not having sex, then sure, I'm sure that you could be questioned.
Ooh, there you go.
Ooh,
celebratory. I'm sorry, right in the middle.
In the middle of this question, we're going to give a big shout out to Kelsey for the new job.
Okay. You know what I'm
saying? It's still big shit popping up with you. This way, the champagne. Always.
I think she's free.
I think I got to get. You got a glass over there. Millie.
Thank you.
Boom, boom. You got it ready.
Thank you.
You know it. Let's put this. Cows. Big shit to cows.
Thank you. Big shit to cows.
I know. Yeah. Now back to the question at hand. Like.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Mm. That is pretty good.
So I definitely think that. I guess the level of love would be
more. You think the couple that's fucking could love each other too?
I definitely think the couple that's fucking could absolutely love each other too, but I think the level of love may be different. More shit. Yeah, because 3 years and for both of the people to still, like, if they in a happy, healthy relationship and they both feel like each other love each other, like, and neither one of them is,
My question is, how do they not know if they love each other after 3 years? Because when you said that after the first question, like after person A, and then you said the same thing with person B, that's understandable because they're not sexually intimate, and that's different.
Wait, so you think that being sexually intimate makes you know that you love somebody? I feel like...
No, not at all. I'm just saying, like, if you are sexually, like, you know, with somebody, these are things that you talk about. You know, if they're in a relationship, then, I mean, this is stuff that you talk about. Like, how do you
After feel? 3 years, both couples
Like, how do you feel?
I mean, I can understand. And I don't know who's person. Are we, like, is the level of love being questioned on the man side or the female side? Like, because I understand, women be wanting a lot of, we be needing a lot of reassurance to know that somebody love us. Like, is that what we talking about here?
It's that, but it's also clarification too.
Yeah.
I didn't write the question. 100%.
Okay, so it's just in general.
Yeah, okay. it's a person. Like, I'd like to not however you want to look at it. Like, if you feel like it's a difference between a man or a woman, sure. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, I feel like if anybody's in a relationship for a certain amount of time, there's the ability to question if the person actually loves you or if it's just, like, beneficial or if it's just, like, you know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
100%.
And I know that sometimes you can be with some, you can fuck with somebody and you can have sex with them and you can think that they love you because y'all have sex and y'all talk and y'all do whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, inherent in that is sex. So, like, some people will say whatever to get, like, kind of what they want. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, like women just want dick as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, but they make that clear. There's a difference.
No,
most of the time, yes, they do. A woman is gonna let you know.
And that's it.
The majority of the time, a woman's gonna let you know.
As a man that has sex with women, like, as a man that has sex with women. No, sometimes women won't always just let you know that they only want dick. Sometimes they don't even know that they only want dick. Sometimes they think they want a relationship because they want dick.
I think that's a person that doesn't know what they want.
I think that... Hi, have you met many women and, like, just, like, had sex with them? I don't know. Like, I'm telling you from a man's perspective. No, but I'm sure
I can relate when it comes to men, so...
I'm not saying that men don't do similar things, like, but, like, yeah, like... That's realistic on both sides. And it's realistic on both sides, I feel like, to not know if the person that you with loves you. You could love them.
Yeah.
But you're not sure.
But you're not sure if they love you.
If that same level of love is reciprocated, after 3 years, that's
you should know. Like, their actions should show you that.
Whoever this is.
Yeah.
like, after 3 years.
If their actions aren't showing you that they love you, then they probably don't.
What does actions showing you that they love you mean?
That actions? Means oh, the God. Things that they do, like if I am sick and they go out of their way to take care of me, or if they see me overwhelmed and they step in and do that shows me that you genuinely give a fuck about me as a person.
Oh, yes.
And what I'm going through, and that you could, okay. that you love me. But like if you see me overwhelmed, they'd be like, damn, that's fucked up. We fucking tonight? Like you it's probably not the same thing. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm not sure if that means love, but alright.
I feel like it can give you it can tell you whether or not they fuck with you and they care about you.
Fucking with me is yes for and 3 years. About, I think that you fucking with me and I think that you probably care about me. Sure.
About the things that
I think
you
that
do.
You could see some benefit to me in your life for sure.
Mm-hmm. But no,
that doesn't mean that you love me.
I feel like somebody that doesn't
love me. No, that doesn't mean that you love me. You can appreciate me in your life. Right. I can show you
I think it's an act of love. Like, I think it's the gesture. I definitely don't think solely that you could take care of me every time I'm sick. That don't necessarily mean you love me.
Yeah.
Like, you might have love for me. You care about me. Like, and especially in that intimate relationship love. Yeah. Like,
you could still.
My cousin DoorDash me soup every time I'm sick. Like, yeah, he love me. That's my. You know what I mean? But, like, relationship, like. Mm-hmm. I know this nigga love me. I don't know. I feel like it's a little deeper than that.
But I feel like those actions show like a certain level of care. It shows
for sure.
It shows a certain level of investment. It shows a certain level of you mean something to me. Like, yeah.
I feel like love is like continuous actions and like continuous check-ins and continuous talk-tos. Like, yeah. So that's why I feel like after 3 years, damn, like y'all ain't found a way to communicate so that you know and he know and we know, like, I don't, that sucks. That fucking sucks. Like,
if somebody loves you, there shouldn't be a question.
For sure, 100%.
You should know.
A question no matter
what.
If they love you or not.
Because yes, actions is one of them, especially when they're like introducing you to family. That's another sign of like showing that they
love you. Mm-hmm.
Girl,
when they care about you,
but
you're important to them. I agree that you're important to them.
But some people,
I was about to say it depends on the person. I've met people on the first fucking day, a nigga whole family.
Yeah. I'll tell you, first day. I'm raising my hand. Anybody can meet my mama.
Wow.
Some people that mean nothing.
It's literally
like,
it's like you, what you said.
No, it could be random.
It's continuous. It really is. It's not only that, but it is acts of love. It is. Mm-hmm. You're actually initiating.
You're right. It could be a part of the.
Me showing you I fuck with you and I genuinely.
But yeah, just that. It's not. Like, I wouldn't. If I'm dating somebody and. Tomorrow he said, oh, I'm about to put up at my mother's house. I want you to meet her. I wouldn't think like, oh, my God, he loved me. Like,
No.
Oh, but see, that's kind of different, though. Like, we going to pull up at my mom's house. I want you to meet her. That's a different gesture. I don't mean like that. I mean, like, a chick can meet my mom, like, on a humbug. Like, oh, we about to stop by because... I got a gas grill at my mom's house, like, and I just got the charcoal grill here.
I'm dead. I gotta run over here real quick and grab some stuff.
I don't care. You mean?
Hey, my Natasha. Yeah, let me go upstairs and grab some stuff. Come back down. Everybody's there.
I'm over. You know what? I still got mail to go to my mom's house. Hold on, let me stop and go grab some mail. Oh shit! They normally not home right now. Hey, everybody, this.
No, whoever this is.
I don't care like that. No. That's not a golden pass. It means nothing. Like, for me personally, like Now maybe being brought to like a family like gathering, like a Thanksgiving, like maybe no. I done only brought a couple of people to a family gathering, like, you know what I'm saying? And one of them I still get clowned about to this day. You know what I'm saying?
One of them
will
still get clowned about
today. Yeah, I do. You know what I mean? My aunties.
I mean, it happens. It happens. I'm just saying, I think part of those, you know.
And it's Chase's fault.
I'm dead.
It is Chase's fault.
I'm dead. But I get it. I definitely think that it's a part of
showing that I care for you. That you mean something.
All
means
of these gestures, all of these acts.
It shows you. You mean
shows
something.
Shows that, yeah.
You
yeah.
mean something to
I
me.
Do or I don't.
Yeah, and if you're not getting those gestures, it's easier to assume that you don't.
I don't know. It's just 3 years is a long time for you to still have that.
Clarification is really what important.
You have to communicate.
You can ask them.
They can say yes, and they actually
you
do not have.
Yeah, somebody can tell you they love you. They can also act like they like don't. Love you and yeah. do things to kind of make you think they don't.
So I don't necessarily think that true. That means that they don't love you. I just think that they don't have the capacity to love at the level that you need. Like, so you could. That's great. You know what I mean? Like, you love me up to here, but that's not enough love, my nigga. Like, so I'm gonna need a little bit more. I gotta go get more. Like, and I'm not saying that that's not. Yeah, like, you're not lying when you say you love me. You do. Like, it's just not enough.
It's not enough.
Fucking love. Like,
okay. I get that.
I think people don't like accepting that shit, though. Like,
I get that.
No, and it's hard to even say that. It's been there, done that.
It's not enough. He's not fucked up.
Yeah.
You're not either. Just not supposed to be with these people. Like, mm-hmm. I genuinely feel like that. Like, and I feel like that people just don't be finding the person who matched the love level. Like, mm-hmm.
Okay, that's that on that. I ain't even. That's that on that. Newly spoke, my bad. This week in the news! Well, not the real news, but like the online news. Not the Drake shit.
I wasn't even going there.
I am going to bring up the Drake shit. But I will say Twitter or X, that's the new name for this shit. Elon Musk said that he's banning explicit content by November 8th.
Okay.
The person that runs Twitter.
Yeah,
right?
Tesla owner. Twitter. Like, and shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's called X.
I only
now.
Know about it per instant. Like, yeah.
Wait,
keep it
got,
little,
none of y'all got Twitters?
I don't have a Twitter.
I got one, but
I'm not cool enough for it.
I have one,
or
I'm not active. So.
You have one?
I have one, but I'm not active.
I have one too, but I've never used it.
I don't know how to navigate on Twitter, I'll be honest.
Like, me either. I've never used it.
Yeah, I've never even tried.
Okay, well, alright. So Twitter was fun at the time in life.
Oh.
I
know he smut on Twitter, so you saying that right. The man said ain't no more smut gonna be on Twitter?
Oh, it'd be a lot of it on Twitter, and I'm really disappointed that they taking it off.
I feel like there's a lot of drama on Twitter that I'm not hip to.
Yeah,
not that I don't want to, because it does interest me, I'm just not hip to it.
Yeah, you see so much on Twitter. But, yeah, like... The fact that you're not going to be able to see titties on there no more, or like, or fucking, like.
I didn't know they had that.
I didn't know they put that on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I knew
God.
It was
smut. What? Holy snap.
Twitter is one of my favorite places.
Look at his face. He's like, I can fall asleep and dumb and just.
I have a filthy time, man. I do have a filthy time.
That's so funny.
But I enjoy it. Like, it's, I enjoy it. Like,
I enjoy it there, though. It's nice there.
They say they want to make it a more healthy place for teens.
Well, that sounds
for teenagers.
Fuck them kids.
Why are the kids on?
No.
It's so wait.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. Fuck them kids,
so
man.
Wait, like, yeah, I guess that, yeah, anybody could, right?
They have
the
to
internet.
Adapt.
Yeah.
They have to adapt. Social media is adapting to pretty much everything, and that includes parents that are allowing their kids to be on social media.
They're just more susceptible to ads.
Teenagers, though, like, come on.
They're
like,
the
they
ones.
They're
going to
find out.
They didn't see TVs before.
And they didn't see ads before.
They're
going to see it anyway.
Most of the... Man, listen, we're talking about the generation of kids.
I have a 6-year-old.
There's something to bear with their mama past the age of 5, man. You know what type of privilege that is? I grew up privileged. That's different privilege, man. These kids is different.
I'm dead.
They had iPads by 9, nigga.
Shit, earlier than that.
Yeah, you're
that's
right.
That's what I'm saying.
I go to church every Sunday. Nigga, and all them kids,
they get everything.
They be sitting there with
they get fucking on. Everything.
They don't even listen to the sermon. They don't even have to listen to Jesus. They be on their iPad.
Give me titties on Twitter, man. Fuck. Like, that's all I'm saying. Shit. Like, damn, the kids, you can't cuss in public. They can't smoke in restaurants no more. You can't, nigga, like, the vapes is, oh, it's still not for the kids. Like, man, get the fuck out. Fuck these kids, man. I love my kids, but I'm just saying, man, fuck these kids, bro. Like, y'all niggas fucking up too much shit, man. It was titties on Twitter. They getting rid of them shit. It's like,
you thought it was titties on Twitter. They getting rid of them shit. You was hurt. They said, oh.
Give me titties, you know, on Twitter. Give me. And it was the pat in the head that you knew about. He meant business.
I'm saying, pat. Man.
Give me, okay? How dare they?
It's titties on Twitter is what I'm saying. Like,
niggas ain't got nothing to do with each other.
You don't even know what Tuesday used to be like on there. Like, it's gonna be different after November 8th.
Any Tuesday on Twitter?
Y'all don't have it? I'm about to show y'all some shit when we end this shit. I swear to God, man. It be all sorts of titties on Twitter.
And tacos and some tequila.
It be so much, man.
It's lit as fuck.
It be social commentary. It be jokes. You get news. You see some titties. Oh, like, you know what I'm saying? The timeline was just amazing.
Tuesday
like,
is amazing. It
was like this strip club. That's all I used to do with the strip club. When I had my strip club phase, I used to go sit at the bar, talk to the bartender, watch Sports Center, and get some drinks. I just like the atmosphere of, like, you know what I'm saying, naked chicks around. Like, that's, it was just a vibe. Like, it was just a fucking vibe.
And Twitter gives you that at home.
Yeah, like on the go.
On the go.
It's like a portable one.
Like on the go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can, like, talk shit.
He felt that shit.
You know, on the way to work, on the back from work, you know, on the go.
You know, shout out everybody that was involved in Black Twitter when y'all knew what Black Twitter, man, back in the, man, listen. Music Monday, Titty Tuesday, Wagon Wednesday.
Not Music Monday and Wagon Wednesday.
Yeah, Wagon Wednesday.
What is that?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sorry, Titty Tuesday and Wagon Wednesday.
I'm wow. That sounds like a time. You guys were having your... That sounds like a time.
It's still like, some stragglers. Like,
what was Thursday? What was Thursday?
I don't remember what Thursday was. Throw by Thursday.
Okay.
It was either that's what Throw by Thursday.
And then Friday was what? Freaky Friday?
It was either that or Flashback Friday. Like,
I can't.
This month on a Friday.
Now, Saturday night, like on the night, like that's where like Twitter After Dark came from.
It was already explicit.
Titties on Tuesday.
Twitter After Dark was different.
Like,
no, Twitter After Dark.
Titties After Dark. It was already dark a long time ago.
No. Titty Tuesday was all day. That was all day. Same with Wagon Wednesday. It was ass day.
What he said on the go.
Yeah. Music Monday, you would get hit to some shit.
And
it's
like Music Monday. We just said we gonna warp everybody up.
Music Monday, nigga, get you some posters, song, maybe a ring. It was just you just got hit to a whole bunch of shit.
I'll get hit to Monday. Tuesday, I don't know, you know.
Anybody can appreciate a nice titty.
Okay.
Glad
I look in the mirror. I appreciate it. Trust
for
me.
Sure. Okay.
When I have my pants on and I'm doing my hair, I appreciate it. Trust me. That's when I appreciate
that's
it.
That's a callback.
And that's Monday through Friday.
You know what I'm saying? That's a callback to comedy. Okay. Look, y'all got anything to say to these people before we get up out of this one?
Man.
Gladys.
Well, I mean, for those who just discovered Titty Tuesday,
you missed out. Sorry.
You got to November 8th.
Hurry up.
November 8th.
Anything? I I'm sure you have those other platforms that you can look at titties and all that kind of feet and everything else.
No,
not in feet, friend. You
Like, you gotta understand, you can't put titties on Facebook. You can't put titties on Instagram. You can't put titties on Snapchat.
That's what they have Friday.
You have feet Friday. You had this. Twitter was the last.
That's not true. What is the
all
other app?
That nigga said you can't put titties on Facebook. You can't put titties on Instagram.
That's why people want to make money.
Oh, shit, I can't breathe.
Where in the fuck? Where is there are the titties say? Where can the titties?
Fans,
where can the titties congregate? God damn it.
You don't pay for OnlyFans.
He's like, I don't want to pay for titties.
Ain't nobody paying to see titties on my socials. That's some morning shit. That's some different shit.
What the fuck?
That's the horny.
That's not some horny shit when they on Twitter. I'm so confused.
Nah, this isn't the atmosphere. I just like to see.
It's just a row. It's just a row. Pay for that shit. It's just a row.
Y'all put fucking couches in the bathroom. Y'all appreciate titties the same way we do. Stop lying about it.
I'm not lying.
No, I know you say that you like your titties, like, so you chilling with yourself. And all I'm saying is, girl, stop it. Kelsey, what you got to say to people you get about it?
Book will make up or, book will make up, because I don't got nothing really else to say about it.
Book with Kelsey.
Okay.
You got titties? Book with Kelsey.
Yeah, and show do. Book will make up on the street by Kelsey.
She gonna make her face look good to match
your
titties,
bitch. Period. Make up on the street by Kelsey.
Millie.
And we're gone. Bye, guys.
Listen, man.
Be safe, guys.
Talk to your loved ones. Let them know you love them. Also, always, always, always try to keep it positive. But if you got to go bad, fuck some shit up.